Markets continue to be closely watching the COVID Delta variant spread and how it may impact global economic growth. Some good news on this front today as Pfizer received full FDA approval for its COVID-19 vaccine in partnership with BioNTech. Let's chat more about this with Dr. Ben Weston, who is a medical director for the Milwaukee COVID-19 Emergency Operations Center. Dr. Weston, good to see you here this afternoon. So do you expect an acceleration in vaccines because of this approval?
Yeah, thank you for having me back. You know, I think the approval of this vaccine, without a doubt, it's a critical step forward in vaccine confidence. But I'll tell you, still, I hear every day from people with questions about the vaccine, with hesitation of whether to get the vaccine. But look, at this point, 200 million people in the United States have received the vaccine. There's not many drugs or vaccines, for that matter, out there that many people have had, and frankly, that's been studied so closely. We know the vaccine's incredibly safe and incredibly effective, but still, this FDA approval is an added stamp of confidence. And I think, to your question, that's not just individuals, but that's an added stamp of confidence for businesses, for schools, for other institutions considering vaccine mandates.
Dr. Weston, when you mention added stamp of approval, you bring up an important part about, you know, businesses, schools, and whatnot. What do you think is really going to move the needle here and get more and more folks here in the U.S. vaccinated?
Well, I think we have three groups of people who aren't vaccinated yet. I think we have people who just outright refuse to get vaccinated. Now, luckily, that's a relatively small percentage, maybe 10, maybe up to 15%, but I don't think quite that high. The remainder of the group just has questions or has some lack of confidence in the vaccine at this point, or certainly has barriers to getting the vaccine. But to that group with questions, that group that still isn't completely confident in the vaccine, I think this may be what helps to push them forward.
Is there anything to read, Doctor, that Moderna was not included in this approval yet?
No, I don't think there's much reading into that. We've seen that Moderna usually follows right behind Pfizer in most of the approvals. So I would fully anticipate that Moderna will be approved by the FDA in the near future as well.
And, of course, we're still talking about the Delta variant. What's kind of your outlook for the fall, especially with schools reopening, maybe folks starting to go back to the office? What's kind of your outlook, especially given this good news here, this bright spot from the approval?
Yeah, I mean, on one hand, along with the fast rise in Delta, there was also a relatively fast fall. Now, fast fall is about 2 months, but in places like the UK and India. So we don't know yet if that will happen here in the United States. And it doesn't appear that we've yet hit our peak to start that downward trend here in the United States. Now, however, there's several reasons why we should be cautious leading into the fall with the case rates that we're seeing. Now, first, we have back to school coming, and this is not the same virus that we were dealing with a year ago. So it's yet to be seen how the Delta variant may affect children in schools and how that may in turn affect community spread. Additionally, we're coming up on cooler weather. Now, I don't think this virus has seasonality, but we do know that transmission is much easier when people are indoors. And finally, we just don't have enough of the country vaccinated. Yes, we have about 200 million people that received at least one dose. That's great. But that leaves more than 150 million people in this country who are not fully vaccinated. And frankly, that's a lot of fuel for the fire that Delta is causing.
Now, you mentioned kids going back to school and community spread. As they do go back to school, do you expect infection counts to go back up?
I expect infection counts to go back up to some degree. Yeah, we're seeing more children hospitalized currently with COVID than we've seen at any other point in the pandemic. So we know that this variant is affecting children differently, the transmission rates and likely the increased severity. So I do think we're going to see a bit of a different school year this year than last. Now, that said, I think in-person school is critical to social and educational development in our children. But I think there are precautions that are critical, and that's masking, that's distancing, and that's open ventilation as much as possible.
Dr. Ben Weston, medical director for the Milwaukee COVID-19 Emergency Operations Center. Good to see you. Stay safe.